Welcome back. It's Tuesday, and that means it's another day in the continuing saga of the Iran war, which started a year ago this month. It did. That's when it started. I think you remember that. What was it, the 12-day war back then? They called it. It never stopped. First part of this one. This is just part two. But really, it's not even a part. It's just there was a lull, a fake ceasefire, and now they're continuing to do it again. I think what they've done this time is reinvented the Gulf of Tonkin event, the fraud that got us into Vietnam. An Apache helicopter was, according to Trump, shot down, and according to others, by a drone, maybe a Shahed drone, which is absolutely ludicrous. It was shot down off the coast of Oman. Didn't happen. NPR, in fact, reported today that the helicopter, I think it has a two-man crew, crashed into the ocean. It wasn't shot down. They kept saying crashed, crashed. Here's the deal. A drone is not designed to take out fast-moving aerial targets. A drone is a ground-to-ground munition. So to say a Shahed drone somehow chased down an Apache helicopter and shot it down is laughable. The crew survived. That's good news. But I think this was a clear false flag op, and Trump's just finding another way to wiggle out of responsibility and do what he's told, what he is told. Remember, the Jews already have attacked Iran a couple of times, so now Trump is promising a very bold and powerful reply. The Iranians will reply, hitting more American targets within their range of missiles, which is quite large all over the Middle East. We'll see what happens, but it's underway right now, so watch for more as the evening progresses. Anything pops up in the next 3 hours, I will try and tell you about it. But this is, again, another war for Israel, another Zionist war of conquest. Trump and the Jews want Iranian oil and gas, among other things. They want to dominate. They're like children in a sandbox with war toys. Except people die. How many people have the Jews killed in Lebanon now, particularly southern Lebanon? Over 3,000, almost 4,000, I believe, is the total. Nobody's saying anything. The Iranians are more than correct in demanding that Israeli military forces withdraw from Lebanon and cease all attacks immediately, or there can be no discussions. There are no discussions, because the Jews won't do that. Nor will they give any mercy, to the trapped people in ever-shrinking Gaza. These people, not all, got it? Not all. Many of these people, especially those in leadership, are cold-blooded killers. They're butchers of humanity. And that includes the ground troops. Several have recently admitted doing unspeakable things to humanity in Gaza. I just don't know how they do it. The only thing I can come up with, and I've said this before, let me repeat it, and I've thought about this for a long, long time, is this possibly, remember this goes back millennia, a couple thousand, 3,000 years, the Jewish people are different. They're not like us. This is not just a club of belief systems. There's something different about them. I would submit that some kind of a subspecies should be on the table for discussion. Otherwise, how do you understand or explain away the actions that these people take without conscience, without morality, no soul to be seen anywhere, without care, zero compassion? Who shoots little kids in the head? And I could list a dozen more things, not to mention the fact that they lie as much as Trump does. But they're professional liars. It's called parts missing. Lots of parts missing. They're not like us. And that's not to say that some Jewish people aren't wonderful people. I've known some, so I know that as a fact. But the majority rules, and the majority right now is leading the charge to more death and destruction, unfortunately. All right, let's get right to business here. Professor Eric Carlstrom is back tonight. We're going to talk about a number of things, perhaps some of this new war development that is now upon us. No surprise there. Hello, Eric. Welcome.
Jeff, thanks for having me on. And yeah, this topic goes very, very deep in history and in spirituality and in complexity. And of course, our people, that is to say the American people, have been educated into ignorance and docility when it comes, and fear and terror when it comes to understanding the quote-unquote Jewish question, or I've even heard it called JQ, the Jewish question, which has been around, you know, since before the Roman Empire. And we can go to the, you know, the rise and decline of the Roman Empire with Gibbon, you know, one of the great books of the Western world, historian from Britain. And, you know, we can look at the quotes from Cicero, a Roman, you know, and so there's nothing new. But what is new is, of course, the degree of mastery and control, technological, which we should talk about tonight. They're so embedded now with our military and our intelligence agencies that we are fused almost to the hip. We as a nation, and of course, this happened without our approval, without any votes, very subtly over many decades. To the point where I think you could say our Congress is now ushering us into a shotgun wedding with Satan's kids, with the devil's disciples.
And you're right.
It is a spiritual thing. Yeah.
Let me add one thing. Beside the simple fact that this is grotesquely, blatantly, profoundly unconstitutional, the melding of our state government apparatus in any way, shape, or form with any foreign country. It's laughable that it's even discussed, and yet it's now a fait accompli. You mentioned something, it was a very interesting phrase. You said the American people have been educated into a state of docility. That's a very kind and scholarly way to phrase it. Yes, they have been educated. Most would just say dumbed down. How about dumbed down into a damn near oblivion? They just don't have it anymore. American people have been stressed and beaten up to the point that they're just afraid to do anything except try to survive. And that's the truth.
Well, it certainly is. You know, as we've talked in many shows, gosh, for several years now, you know, about this topic we call the Targeted Individual Program, which is, as we've pointed out and proven many times over, this is basic warfare against the individual, selected individuals who are blacklisted in the terrorist screening database, et cetera, and other blacklists. So it's not that we're just educated. We're taken out by very, very sophisticated military intelligence operatives and operations. This is all clandestine, of course. This is denied officially, but we've talked, last several shows, five or six even, we've talked about my article about the entities that are behind the Targeted Individual Program, and I have appealed for grand juries to be set up all across the land, and I have provided 46 expert witness testimonies, including about 30 targeted individuals, very, very highly capable, competent, intelligent people who were able to figure out what's going on, and then more or less juxtapose that with testimonies of very, very high-level military intelligence and academic neuroscientists, etc., which comports. I mean, what the DIs are experiencing, the military and intelligence people are admitting to doing. So it's not that we're just educated. We're taken out in a most brutal, cruel manner. And this is why people have not been able to get themselves you know, it's almost like Werner Herzog's statement, you know, dear America, you're about to learn, but we learned in Germany that one third of your people would kill another third while another third watches or stands by, you know, and does nothing. It's like we've now reached the point in our country, I think it's totalitarian with a very kind of a, lipstick on a pig. It's kind of, with a democratic veneer. But when you have these kinds of programs running rampant, and certain many groups of Americans are targeting and harassing and destroying other Americans based on blacklists. I mean, this is more than education. This is torture. This is this is destroying people. This is killing people. And that's the point I've been trying to make, is that our government, which I believe is already fused at the hip with Israel and has been for many decades, so these laws that are now going through the House and the Senate are, in a sense, just rubber stamping realities that have been in place, for a long time. Well, we know. We certainly lost our country in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And of course, the CIA is still stealing the JFK files off the desk of the of Tulsi Gabbard, ZONI. DNI, and Director of National Intelligence. So this is a story
former,
that they're still suppressing.
On the way out, yeah.
She's
by the way,
she's
not going to release anything, friends. Don't hold your breath on that. Some minor issues. She's been told. She knows. If she's going to go off into the sunset, she doesn't want to die. I've got a story going up tonight. It'll be right near the top, written by Donald Jeffries, called "The Kennedys Versus the Jews." It's an excellent essay, which explains the story. But as Eric said, this goes back a couple thousand, 3,000 years. I don't know how long, way, way back. How many countries have they been thrown out of? It's over 1,300, something like that, all told together. It's a huge number.
Well,
at any rate,
I think that
there are asterisks there.
Yeah. And that gets us, to the real gist of what's happening. It is a spiritual war, and this is these people have a mission. Their religion is a kind of a false front for a political program to use their pagan demonic religion, summoning demons, etc., to take over the world and possess all of the resources therein, and then genocide and enslave all of the goyim, who are the non-Jews. So even Henry Kissinger, the German Jew Illuminati, who was head of national security under Nixon, as well as the State Department, he said there is a war between the Jews and the non-Jews. Well, as usual, that's a half truth. What the real truth is that wherever they go, Jews form a nation within a nation, and it is their practice to infiltrate, to corrupt, to take over and destroy the nation, the host nation, and that is why they've been kicked out of the statistic. I remember, Jeff, is 109 nations, but 3,000 times. 3,000 times.
Well said. Yeah, no, it's a big number. It's much more than 100 and something. Here's the point. Who else, what other group, what other club has been thrown out of so many countries, nation states? It doesn't matter. None. No one else. Why were they thrown out? Why for 1,200 years did the Byzantine Empire prevent Jewish people from holding certain offices in the society and culture? To keep them from taking control. And it worked. They were very strict about it. You can look it up, read it yourself. I've quoted it in the past. The Byzantine Empire's war to hold Jews out of control. It's very interesting reading. Go and look at it. Okay. Now, we have, again, if you just tuned in, seen the beginning of the next phase of the continuing Iran war. Iran, I think most, I'd say 90 to 95% of the world population is rooting for Iran to once again withstand the most brutal, ruthless military technology that the Western power, the U.S. and its controller, the Tel Aviv lunatics, can throw at it. And they're going to probably do it again. Unless there are nukes used. A lot of people are looking at nukes this time. They think that the Jews might get frustrated and do something on the basis of another false flag to go ahead and allow them to use tactical nukes to take out infrastructure, key infrastructure facilities. It is said now that the Iranians are beginning to try to take out Israeli infrastructure facilities like water treatment plants, etc., because they're being hit now. Their electrical and water and other citizen services are being apparently bombed right now as we speak. This is going on. Two quick stories I had for 2 days up. I'll read the headlines again. The new updated NDAA merges the U.S. and Israeli militaries, thus giving Israel co-command of U.S. military forces. That is treason of the highest order, period. Number two, the ADL CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, made a threat. Quote, American citizens who criticize Jews or Israel will now be monitored by the FBI. We will monitor social media and check your bank accounts. I have 40 analysts working 24/7, said Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL. So wake up, friends. Wake up.
Absolutely. And they're just coming out and saying what they've been doing, you know, which is, again, the targeting of anybody that they regard as, you know, a threat to their takeover of the world. I mean, this is...
They've got the U.S. They have our country, Eric. You said it. You're right. They have control of America now. They do. For all intents and purposes, they have control. Now they're going to spread it as far and wide as they can over the rest of the globe. That's their plan. That's really greater Israel.
Yeah, and I think they're going for it, Jeff. This is it. You know, this is their moment. They're pulling out all the stops. I just I get, of course, emails, and I just learned of an interview of a Canadian lawyer named Lawyer Lisa, who is reporting on the fact that there is a new bill which has almost passed both houses in Canada, which is called Combating Hate Act, Bill C-9, which... is this hate speech law is actually a Trojan horse for what they call the Noahide laws, which are seven laws actually not related to Noah, but absolutely promoted by Chabad Lubavitchers like Rabbi
Menachem Schneerson.
Yeah, the dead guy who Ivanka Trump and her hubby went to pray to because they think he's the Messiah.
Trump went to pray at his crypt the day before the election. Danny, little Benny Shapiro took him up there to pray to Schneerson.
But yeah, you know, we can laugh, but the point of the hate speech law is to impose these Noahide laws in Canada. One of the seven is a prohibition against idolatry. And if you read the fine print, Christians, they regard as idolaters. And the remedy for that is beheading with guillotines. Now, the Noahide laws have already been passed in our Congress in 1992 in a law that snuck through Congress on the birthday of said Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the Messiah, you know, the real Messiah, they think. So they passed this. So those laws probably now will be rolled out here in America, I would guess, with all of these fusion integration bills that are working their way through the Congress right now. So, America, you better friggin' wake up now, because these are the most dangerous, bloodthirsty, demonic people the world has ever seen, and they have America by the throat. And it's been a long, slow process. It's
it has been a ruthless process, too. It has incremental advances they've made have come at the expense of more lives and more misery than one could calculate over time. Believe it.
I've got so many quotes, Jeff. I've got a paper, and I think they're under my name in the column on your website. This is Francis Parker Yockey. in 2005 in his book, The Destiny of America. The invasion of Palestine, strategically important though it is, nevertheless stands in the shade of the vast invasion of America. During the short half century since Jewry adopted Zionism, about 1900, some 10 million Jews have been dumped on the shores of North America to live parasitically on the American organism, to distort the social and spiritual life of the nation. It is a stark and gruesome fact that America today is ruled by Jews. And it has been, certainly, even back in the days of Woodrow Wilson, the time the signing of the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, America was ruled by Wall Street and the Jews at that time as well. But we're not supposed to know that, and we're certainly not supposed to say that. So what I'm saying is stand up now, America, or hold your peace forever, because we're going into slavery.
I would say, unfortunately, we're going to be databased, warehoused, and controlled, cradle to grave. Even though our birth rate is falling, never mind that part of it, we're down to 1.4 children per family. We need 2.2 to sustain our population. So that's another aspect of the genocide that's going on. The COVID death vax sterilizes females and males. Don't forget that. So it was all about birth control and killing people off. Some quickly, some more slowly, depending on the batch. The batches were not all created equal. We know that now as a fact, and I've got a story about that up on the right side of the homepage under the COVID bioweapons section. You'll see it there, and it does explain batch and lot number differences. It's a fascinating article and an essay, and again, well worth your time. So the U.S. launched so-called, it's hard for me to read these things, retaliatory strikes against Iran in what it called a proportional response to the shooting down of a U.S. helicopter gunship near the Strait of Hormuz. Well, it was off the coast of Oman. And the ship, the gunship, the Apache, may have had mechanical problems and crashed. We don't know. It wasn't shot down by a drone. I can tell you that. Most all of you understand that. So if it was shot down, well, gee whiz, both crew members apparently survived. So it wasn't a very big explosion. I don't know what took it down. I suggest it's 50-50. It might have had mechanical problems. We don't know. This is like the Tonkin Resolution. Don't forget that. That's what got us into Vietnam in force. It never happened, too. It was a complete fraud. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
And then the ground war lasted between 1964, when the Gulf of Tonkin non-incident occurred, until we pulled out in defeat and disgrace in 1975. Having failed to subdue the Vietnamese, who were very patriotic and wanted to, you know, control their own nation, and were willing to fight and die for that, and we sent our boys over there. But they didn't, you know, have that same sort of motivation. And our generals admitted later, and as some of our top officials, that the purpose was not to win the war anyway. It was just, you know, to sell weapons and test weapons and have a war. And so this has been the modus operandi of our U.S. military since World War II. We have not had a declared war since World War II. We use these wars to test our latest gizmos and to project power, to disrupt and destroy nation states around the world. Of course, now we're doing Israel's bidding so that they can have their Judaic empire. As the American empire wanes, the Judaic empire is set to take its place, of course, and they're going to start with their home base as a greater Israel, which will be the greater part of the Middle East.
Right.
And America is seems to be already fused and integrated and joined at the hip through the every congressional candidate, we learned from Cynthia McKinney, is forced or coerced into signing the pledge. The pledge is to put Israel's interests at the top of the list, And if they don't sign the pledge, then, of course, the Israel power of the purse, the Rothschilds and the bankers, et cetera, replace that person, like Massey has just been primaried out by three Jewish billionaires and ADL.
$30 million and a political action committee put together by the alleged president of this country to specifically remove a representative elected by his district and who had served wonderfully for over 12 years in the House.
Yeah, he's one of our few American heroes. And I think this was all symbolic. I mean, I think that, you know, they're just rubbing our face in the crap. You know, I mean, the Epstein files have come out showing that these people, the Epstein cabal, which includes, you know, some of the very top, most powerful people in the world, they are, you know, they sex traffic, they rape, they torture, they cannibalize little children. Okay, so where's the revolution? Where's the pushback? Is this acceptable to be ruled by the demons, which effectively they are, as this race is? Effect, Jesus Christ said it, you know, ye are of your father the devil, and his lust you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and a liar and the father of lies. John 8:44. And he says, ye vipers, ye generation of serpents. It's a serpent race. It is a spiritual thing. They do worship the devil. They do get power from the devil. Of course, they have their satanic rituals. They kill people as satanic sacrifices. This is what I think causes them to be non-human. If a people is held together by aspirations of conquering the world and killing off everybody to take all the resources, and their MO is to do blood rituals for their god Satan. These are dangerous people. I do believe in freedom of religion as in our Constitution, but I don't think Satanism should be included.
No, this goes so far beyond a religious pursuit. They start with the international monetary system. Their central banks are in all but three countries in the world now. They take control of the money, and then they begin to take control of the individual by bribery, by blackmail, by all kinds of circumstances that they can manufacture. Most people missed a story that came out yesterday, and Trump. Trump ordered yesterday the U.S. Central Command to, quote, protect Israel at all costs, end quote. That's what he said. He ordered all of our air defenses on full alert. U.S. forces have orders to intercept and destroy all Iranian ballistic missiles and drones launched at Israel. Israel. There's no other way to look at this, Eric. You just nailed it. You've laid it out. You can't.
Highest treason. Highest treason on the part of the president, you know. And it looks like we don't have people in the military who are willing to say no. But, you know, in lieu of our recent discussions in which I raised the information that was presented in a paper in 2013 by Navy SEALs, and mm-hmm. I shared that with you, and you thankfully, I appreciate you looked through that. These Navy SEALs, and I wasn't sure if this is legit or not, because there's a lot of disinformation in this world of targeted individuals, but these Navy SEALs are bragging that anyone in America and most people in the world can be electronically taken over in five minutes.
Let me read the quote that you sent me. I'll read it. This is what Eric sent me. Now, I can't validate this. I can't vet it. I don't know them. I can't verify it. But I can tell you everything I read makes sense to me. All Americans are computers. It takes, said the Navy SEALs, an average of approximately 5 minutes to access any American and remote control them. The same apparently applies to Europeans and likely, potentially, most of the world. It can all be seen like a computer network where the human brain and every single cell of the body is the computer, and the mind and the entire biological system is the software. And think of EMF, think of frequencies, think of the cell phone network of antennas, millions of them in the U.S. Everyone is in, basically everyone, is in reach of EMF to program them and their brains. Here's another quote. For all Americans, you might as well not be wearing clothes and be inside a building. It's hilarious. These cover stories about the NSA tapping phone lines. Ridiculous. It's like Charles Manson admitting to shoplifting. Anyone in the secret police and military structure can see, hear, experience emotions and everything about you in unreal detail. They can watch your heartbeat, your lungs expand, see you in the bathroom, bedroom, anytime, anywhere. It's called total target access.
Yeah, and the targeted individual program, we would be the guinea pigs who have been manipulated, and these technologies have been tested, these torture technologies have been tested on targeted individuals around the world for decades now, and yet it's all officially denied, like chemtrails are officially denied. You know, I mean, you can't, it's so huge now, that they have to stick with their lie. Yeah, but I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, let's look at Trump. Is it possible that Trump is totally accessed? And we know that they're now talking about fusing all aspects of the military, all our highly sophisticated technologies, including this stuff, with Israel, which essentially gives them the keys to the kingdom in America and worldwide. They've now got access to all NSA and Navy SEAL technology. They could be doing it. And it could be that Israel's Unit 8200, which is the equivalent of NSA in this country, and their Mossad, which is equivalent to CIA, and the Shin Bet, which is equivalent to FBI, and others, and all their Jewish startups, all their high-tech, which is another arm of the military, could be now have total target access to our president. And right. And to me, that becomes a reasonable speculation because he's reversed himself on just about everything.
Oh, like a babbling idiot.
Said.
Correct. The evidence is right
degrees.
There. Look at his track record. Nobody flip-flops like that. That's not a flip-flop. That's a psychopathic disorder. Here's another quote from the Navy SEALs who tried to blow the whistle on the tech that is being deployed against all of us right now. On the lowest level, one of them writes, are actual police and soldiers. As I was told, quote, everyone who carries a holster and a badge is directly under our control, end quote. It's all under NORTHCOM. NORTHCOM, like CENTCOM. Navy elements and private black ops security firms are used for much of it, especially the dirty work. It's all done by neural frequency weapons and systems running on the now thoroughly complete atmospheric topologies of HARP, ELF, and other kinds of electronic waves, etc., with nanobots from chemtrails and aerosols in and around the subjects. And when I say in, dear friends, you inhale it. You inhale nanobots. They go into your system. They can be trained to migrate to your brain, take up residence at any of the control matrices that are in the brain, and do their dirty work remotely on orders from them. This is how it works. Frequency. It's all frequency, and there are antennas down your street. I think it's antenna.com. Hope I got it right that time. Look it up, put your address in there, and find out where the nearest antenna is to your home and yourself. I think you'll be quite surprised. They're all over the place. So you can't escape it. Oh, antennasearch.com. I got it right that time. Okay. Antennasearch.com. Write that down. Antennasearch.com. Find the cell towers in your neighborhood near your home or business. Antennasearch.com.
Yeah, so the nanobots, of course, can also be injected as per the COVID clot shot, murder shot. And I think this is, you know, we've been exploring these possibilities, probabilities. I hope rationally as best we could, again, for a number of years now. And I think at a level that most other talk shows have not approached. I do keep an eye on, you know, what Alex Jones and his crew are doing. And he warded off this subject. He avoided it for years and years and years. And I could tell, based on what he said, that he had more knowledge than he was letting on. Because, of course, I want to get the word out, and I want to hear other people, you know, confirm what I think I know based on my research and experience. But recently, Alex has really been hitting this merger thing with the U.S. and Israel. And I think he puts a spin on it, and that is to kind of ignore the fact that this has been the reality for many decades. As I said, going back to the Kennedy assassination, probably, because I think Israel was a prime mover in that.
Primary.
So the overthrow of our government, we could yeah. perhaps trace, at least for youngsters like us, oldsters would know about the Federal Reserve Act, but young guys right. like us would remember the Kennedy assassination. And I, you know, I felt it. I was in the D.C. area. And, of course, the whole country was traumatized beyond belief. It was a much more innocent, simpler time, much more wholesome time than now. But our country has been swiped from us, and I think we need to come to grips as much as possible, you know, who, what, when, where, how, why, who are the bad guys? And I think we've also tried to be rational about that. You know, one of the articles that I sent you in this regard is one that I wrote in 2011, just after retiring from a 30-year geography professor career, and it's called The Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission. This was part four of a series that I wrote, is Crestone-Baca, Colorado, The Vatican City of the New World Order, an expose of the occult New World Religion, which has now got like 16 parts and 300 right. appendices. It's just monstrous. But I've been working on it since 2011, since my retirement, and so that's 15 years now. This was part four, so after I explored the Illuminati and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the next logical topic for me was try to figure out what these controllers were all about and look at their history and see how deep this goes. And yes, occult, and yes, satanic, as we started out with, this has been a fifth column Trojan horse group in every nation in which it has settled. With the goal of destroying that nation. And I think we've got in our show notes here under my name, Jewish Conquest of Nations, infiltrate, appropriate, contaminate, and eliminate. And that's a little mnemonic device that yours truly came up with just from reading accounts of how this
right.
tribe has
nails it.
Operated.
That statement. You got it. Perfect.
Yeah, it even rhymes. Infiltrate, yeah. appropriate, contaminate, and eliminate. So look at what's happened to America. We've been infiltrated. Mm-hmm. They've taken ownership, and then they send us all towards, you know, perdition by corrupting the culture.
They've corrupted the culture and programmed the mind, the mass mind.
Yes.
I'm using it as singular
yes.
form, but the mind of America is their playground. Through the media,
right.
through now EMF and frequencies of all kinds of things being disseminated through the cell grid. And if you think, again, these data centers are just for storing data, you're wrong. There's much more going to be coming out of this monolith of absolute electromagnetic frequency power they're putting together in this network, this grid, this matrix of data centers. 5,800 already built and operational. Another 6,000 in the pipeline, allegedly. Come on, friends. Here's another, what is it? We'll call it a paragraph. Okay, another paragraph in that article that was sent to me by Eric regarding some Navy SEALs who went public with this. Okay? They wrote here, and this is another whopper. It's a system. What's going on now, this guy's writing, whoever it is, it's a system of total subjugation and slavery over the masses by those who have this technology. The entire country and pretty much the world is now under this system. Virtually the entire population is oblivious. All 330 million Americans are effectively targeted individuals. They're just clueless sheep. They live in an electromagnetic concentration camp. And I might add, they think they're happy. They've got their social media, they've got their internet, they've got their smartphone. They think that that concentration camp is anything but a concentration camp. Everyone on the planet is already configured, goes the article, and uniquely identified by their DNA, which I've been saying for a long time, as an antenna. Let me read that again. Everyone on the planet is already configured and uniquely identified by their DNA as an antenna. You are defenseless. Right now, a silent holocaust is being waged against many of America's best people. Many people are being tortured to suicide or into mental hospitals. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, this is exactly what we've been talking about for the last 5 or 6 years. Only now it's coming out of the mouth or the pen of, or the typewriter or the computer of a Navy SEAL, a group of Navy SEALs. I guess you could say, are they rogue Navy SEALs? Are they representing all the Navy SEALs? In the paper, they say they're kind of their own black program, and that you know all Navy SEALs should not be associated with this. But my research, again, the articles I've been sharing with you and that I've been posting and writing show that special forces have been intimately involved in these programs, along with many other elements of society. But so, you know, again, if this is real, and I believe it is, talking to lots of target individuals and having experienced some uncanny things myself, many uncanny things, mm-hmm. That I really don't like to share. Some targeted individuals love talking about each little experience they have. But it's I call it lies, spies, setups, and psyops. So there's a lot of psychological warfare. It is warfare. It's you could call it military operations other than war, or MOOT-W. That's one of maybe 1,000 terms they have for this highly illegal program, black program. But many aspects of society are involved in this. But it's led by intelligence and military, and the technologies involved are military-grade weapon systems. That, and of course, you know, McDonnell Douglas and Northrop Grumman and all these, you know, Leidos and whatnot, do subcontracting with the government, get very, very lucrative contracts, and go use these weapons against those individuals who are blacklisted on the terrorist screening database, and others perhaps, and basically those lives are destroyed. But the people that are doing it, you know, are saying, "Wow, we're doing, you know, we're doing science, we're doing experiments." You know, this is a very, very grim kind of experimentation to, you know, torture someone, see what they can endure, and see what they can survive, and then
Well, doesn't that go hand in hand with the idea of a subspecies having no conscience, no morality, no feelings, no compassion? It takes that kind of a person to operate in that environment. It just normal people couldn't do it. A few could. Most could not. Here's another, one last little paragraph from this Navy SEAL group. And I'll repeat one sentence from the last one I just read. Everyone on the planet is already configured and uniquely identified by their DNA as an antenna. Got it? You nowhere to hide, friends. And then it goes on. I should clarify that it takes 5 minutes to first identify and then lock in on a person's location and then take them over. Everyone, of course, is already stored in government databases and can easily be located and tracked if they are of interest. Once an agency decides to check you out, then you can be instantly accessed from then on by them and affiliated groups. They can also use you as a spying/reporting mechanism to automatically feed info from your own mind and what you see around you and others back to them. They can then expand a people network for others like you who associate with that may be of interest to them. They've got it all. They have it all. I don't mean to sound defeatist. I'm not being negative. I'm just trying to understand the reality we are all face to face with. If everyone on the planet can be found by their DNA, it resonates at a certain frequency. It just does. It's all different. Everyone's different. Where are you going to go? Where do you go to hide? And remember, they will never tell us the state of the art of their tech. This is not a surprise to me, none of it that I've read. I believe they're there and then some. So just understand what you're up against here. And sad to say, it's that subspecies that are running it. No mercy.
Right, exactly. But on the other hand, for those of us who are not of that subspecies, this information allows us to maybe have some compassion for somebody like perhaps President Donald Trump, who has been perhaps taken over by these technologies, by these very, very demonic, satanic entities. Now, I'm not saying he's not one of them. He may be. But he may not have complete control over what he says and does anymore. He may have been taken over.
Well,
and
if they can do that.
A hypothesis.
It's okay. And if they can do that, and they can, why not? Why not?
Exactly.
I mean, what the hell? You know, they're playing the game. They got us by the money. They got us by what we see, by what we find amusing, entertaining. We get likes. We get endorphin releases. We're happy. We have our social media, our Instagram. We have our movies. Speaking of movies, the big day tomorrow is Steven Spielberg's new film. This will be very telling about where the disclosure is going to go next, how it may go. This movie is being done, believe it, with full advice and consent of the darkest side of intel in our government and military you could imagine. It is fully under their purview.
Yeah, it's all happening, isn't it? I mean, it's a full court press times 100, and all these things happening at once to keep people distracted. So, you know, I mean, when I was a professor, I could look at some of my students who kind of weren't with it and, you know, blame them for being stupid. Or I could say, hey, these people are smart individuals who have been co-opted by and dumbed down, as you say, by a system which has not served them well. And so what I have tried to do is to, you know, assume that people do have amazing intelligence if it's allowed to flourish, if it's encouraged, if it's that's kind of the rationale that I would have, you know, to kind of motivate me and through my career. And I still believe that. I still believe that it's we're going to be surprised by how resilient and durable humans are. We know, if we've read to the end of the book and we are believers, that this demonic takeover attempt is going to crash and burn, and there are the wheat and the tares, or the chaff and the wheat, or whatever, are going to be separated, and the ones who are doing this go into the lake of fire. And I do believe that. And of course, that's a matter of belief and personal, orientation. But it all looks pretty biblically oriented. It kind of looks like the end times to me. And so I would say, stand up and be as canny and, you know, why? What is the phrase in the Bible? Gentle as doves and wise as a serpent. Be like that. And we will win. These people are going to crash and burn. I mean, they're all being exposed. The Epstein group and now the Navy SEALs, and things are being exposed. There's nothing that will remain hidden, the Bible says, in the end times. And we're seeing it happen. That's another reason I think we may be in the end times, you know. And there's a positive side to that, of course, at least for those who are believers in But there's going to be persecution, we know that, from the Bible itself, and we can see it shaping up with these hate laws in Canada and with all these laws in our own treasonous, traitorous Congress, who are all bought and paid for by this...
Oh, they're horrible. Horrible.
Cabal.
Remember what Massey said, everyone? I may be the only member of the House who does not have an AIPAC babysitter following him or her around all the time. He's paraphrasing, but that's what he said.
Yeah, you have to give Satan his due, and Satan's people, I mean, they work hard. They have a plan. They have implemented it all our lives. And
I tip my hat again to them. Look, they did it. Nobody else did.
Right.
They did it. So, you know, you have to know your opposition, all right? And appreciate them in the best sense of that term for what they can do. And what these people have done is sickening, but it's astonishing in the same way. It's just overwhelming. Look at the control they've exerted with allegedly only 17 million people on a planet of 8.5 billion. Come on. Think about
it. Well, they lie about everything. It's going to be 10 or 50 times higher than that. I mean, they have a horrible time with numbers, you know.
It has to, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, they do. Traditionally, they do. But
yeah,
you're right. I think it is a little higher.
Yeah, they lie. I mean, they are the people of the devil, and they are the people of the lie, and, worship with their master, you know. And so, they, as Bobby Fischer, the 11th world champion chess master, said, they live by the lie and they die by the truth. So, in a sense, those of us who are willing to step up and say the truth, I mean, we may be, helping our cause more than we know. If that and I think that truth, those truths are catching on. I think things are being exposed. I think Americans are fed up with the Epstein cabal, which unfortunately seems to very much include the president.
They are. It does include him, no question, and another president, at least one as well. The sad thing is, Epstein isn't the only one. They've got operations running. I'm not saying they're the same kind, the same profile, but that's what they do, is they compromise people and then they own them. It's old hat to them. So, there we are. Eric, thank you. Brilliant. Eric, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We're going to continue this conversation, see where we are at that time, add some new things to it as well. Do look for his information on the homepage on the left-hand side, Professor Eric Carlstrom. It's brilliant stuff, so take a good look. Thank you, my friend. You be safe out there.
Thanks, Jeff, and all the best to you, and hang in there yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, there's hour one, off and roaring. Back with you for hour two in just a few minutes, so hang in there.